Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Call Your Sisters. Oh, my gosh. This is not Call Your Sisters. This is My Sister's Diary. You know, we did Call Your Sisters for over a year, and so sometimes I'm still in that, like, it just naturally comes out. So anyway, this is not Call Your Sisters. This is My Sister's Diary. I'm your host, Sam, and today we're going to be talking about embarrassing stories, embarrassing moments. And towards the end of the podcast, I have my sister Kate coming on. We only had enough time to record just the stories, so we didn't get to record like anything before that. So before we get to the stories, I'm going to read you guys my diary, basically just like tell you what, just life updates pretty much, but I'm calling it my diary. So if you're new here, that's what I mean when I say that. And if you're not new here, you might still be confused. So that's what I mean when I say, let's read my diary. It's basically life updates, thoughts that I've had, anything. It can be anything that I deem worthy of talking about on the podcast. And I had something else I was going to tell you. I forgot. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you go subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. It will automatically upload. Actually, I don't know if it will download to your phone or not, but it will pop up when you go like to your library. It'll pop up as an episode that you haven't listened to yet. So make sure you do that so you don't have to go search every single time. Okay, this is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because I am running a little behind. Last week was my son's birthday, and I just didn't get the time, I guess, to record, sit down and record an episode. And I'm doing that. I'm literally recording this. So you're listening to this on Tuesday. I'm recording this Monday morning. So hopefully if I talk about any pop culture, stuff like that, hopefully by tomorrow, nothing has really changed, but it might. Who knows? Okay, let's go dive into my diary. So I have a few things I want to talk about. I started working out again, which is not that big of news for anybody. The thing that I want to talk about is I like going to workout classes because I feel like I can get the best workout when I have somebody like tell me what to do and I feel like I can't stop. And the thing about the workout classes is there's a gigantic mirror at the front of the class. Like it's the whole entire wall. And I don't like watching myself do the workouts because sometimes I look like an idiot. Sometimes I'm the most uncoordinated, non-rhythmic. I have zero dance ability or rhythm ability. And it's not even dancing. It's even like doing like a combo move. Sometimes it takes me till like we're almost done with the move to get what it is. So I hate watching myself in the mirror, but I do like to like check my form, you know? So it's kind of a love-hate relationship with that. So if anyone goes to workout classes, like, what do you do? There's a spot where I go where you cannot see yourself in the mirror. Should I just suck it up and look at myself in the mirror? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I know this probably seems super dumb to you guys, but it's been plaguing my mind. Like, I feel like I focus way too much on, this makes me sound vain too, but like I'm looking at myself and I'm not focused on working out when I just am staring at my gross, disgusting, sweaty body. And yeah. Okay, next thing. That one wasn't really that important, but I did feel like I wanted to talk about it. Okay. Robbie and I started watching a show on HBO, on Max. Yeah. I always call it HBO and it's Max now. But we started watching a show on Max. It's called The Last of Us. And it's so freaking good. It does have some strong language, so if you're not into that, you probably wouldn't like it. But it's so good. It's like a zombie movie, it is a zombie show. But we had just barely been talking about like the premise of the show, kind of. The idea is that like a fungus infection, like a fungal infection or fungus, I don't know if it's infection, but can get like into the body and kind of like take over the body. So I'm not explaining this. Let me start over. So there's a fungus that can get into ants that will like infect the ant, and then it will kind of like take control of the ant. They call them, it's like the zombie fungus, pretty much. I don't know if that's the actual word for it, but that can happen in ants. But humans, like, our body temperature is too high for fungus to survive. But Robbie, we were just talking about this probably a week before we started watching the show. Robbie is like, some people worry, like some scientists worry, that the fungus can evolve as like the global temperature is going up. So the fungus will have to evolve in order to stay alive. And then it will be able to survive in humans. And there's no vaccine. There's nothing. There's no cure for something like this. Like it would just spread. And that's the same idea in The Last of Us, is this fungus, whatever. And so in my mind, I was genuinely like freaking out in the first couple episodes, because I was like, this could happen. Like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, we need to build a bunker. We need guns. We need like a 7 years supply of food. Like, I was freaking out. And anyway, I thrive off of these movies. Not thrive. I love these movies. The movies and shows. I say movies when I'm just basically talking about anything on the TV screen. So if it's a show, sometimes I'll call it a movie. So sorry about that. But like, World War Z used to be my favorite movie, because I wish I could watch it again for the first time. Or there's a show, let me think. There's a show called Greenland that has Gerard Butler. I think it's Gerard Butler. I could be wrong about that. But that show, and what's another one? Basically just like survival shows. Like The Day After Tomorrow, that's a classic. I love those. It like gives me adrenaline, I guess, or whatever. And channels my anxiety into something else. So anyway, if you've been looking for a new show to watch, watch that one. But it does have strong language, and it is kind of a tearjerker. Maybe that's a spoiler. Maybe not, but watch with caution. Okay, let me see. I have a lot of things written down, and I'm trying to decide which one I want to talk about, which one I shouldn't. Oh, I did say I was going to talk about the TikTok ban. That's kind of old news now, but it was kind of embarrassing. To be honest, I kind of never really thought, like, this is for sure going to be banned. I was like, something's going to happen. Like, I don't know. I just, in my mind, was like, never 100% it's going to be banned. I did make a TikTok where I was like, what's the last TikTok I'm going to watch going to be? I just thought that was funny, so that's why I posted that. But there were people, like, influencers. Sorry, I keep saying like. There were people, influencers, people who have a platform, like content creators, who were going on and, like, spilling their secrets. And I'm like, you guys are dumb, because you're telling people, like, I never really actually did this, or I never did this. But then you're telling them to follow you on other platforms, and you just admitted that you've been lying to them for years. I'm like, okay, that's dumb. So yeah. And okay, it went dark. And then by the time I woke up the next morning, it was dark for like 2 hours. And then all of a sudden it's like, yay, TikTok's back. And I know they say it's only for 90 days, but it's not going away. It's not going anywhere. So whatever. And let's see. Okay. I don't really want to talk about that one. Oh, I did start watching Pretty Little Liars again, and I don't really have much to say other than, like, it's bonkers. Okay, there's a lot of things. When I watched it when I was younger, like, I was like hardcore Arya and Ezra, and now I'm watching it and I'm like, ew, this is kind of gross. So, like, don't get me wrong, he's attractive, and like, they look good together as a couple, and you can tell that they're obviously not like that far apart in age in real life, like they're actors, but the idea, gross. Sick. Okay. Oh, and if you haven't watched that, basically it's like a 16-year-old girl and a teacher. I don't think they ever say his name, but he's fresh out of school and is becoming a teacher. And so he's probably like 20, maybe 23 at the youngest. So either way, it's like she's his teacher, or he's her teacher. So it's gross. Okay. Last thing I'll tell you about, and it does talk about the POOP word. So if you're not into that, just skip forward a little bit. Not mine, but my dog's. Okay, so I took Penny. That's my dog. I'll probably talk about her a lot. And she's tiny. She's a cockapoo, so cocker spaniel poodle mix. And she's like toy sized. I would say like a toy poodle. She's probably that size, maybe a little bit smaller. But I took her to get her haircut, and I took her outside before I left my house. So she had opportunity to go. And then when I got there, the girl that cuts her hair, the lady, was back finishing up some stuff. So we were waiting just a little bit. And Penny was nervous. She's always nervous. And I'm sitting there with, I had to take Miles, my baby, and Ellie, my four-year-old. And they were like being crazy. Miles was in his car seat, so not really. He was just making noise. But Ellie was like running around doing stuff. So I was watching her. And then all of a sudden I'm like, something smells. What is that? And I look down and there's a freaking dog poop on the floor. Like just raw dog poop. Like just fresh dog doo-doo. And luckily there's a bathroom right there. So I like ran to the bathroom, got a paper towel, went, picked it up, flushed it down the toilet. And I was like, thank goodness she didn't come out while there's fresh poop on her floor. And then Ellie needed to go to the bathroom. So I took Ellie to the bathroom. Penny follows me in there. And I wash Ellie's hands. And then Penny comes out just like a little bit after I do. And I didn't think anything of it. But then I had to go back in the bathroom another time. I can't remember why. Ellie probably did. And there's like three or four little poops on the floor in the bathroom. And for a second, I was like, was this Ellie or was this Penny? It's definitely Penny. But then I had to clean up more dog poop. And I'm just thinking the heavens that she didn't come out in while I was cleaning up dog poop. I probably should have told her actually so she could have Clorox wiped the floor. That was not cool on my part. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that was embarrassing. So there's my embarrassing story for the day. And I was trying to think of some other embarrassing moments that I've had that I haven't like gone over and over and over again on Call Your Sisters. But then I was like, you know, it's okay if I retell some stories here because there's going to be people who didn't listen to Call Your Sisters. That's my previous podcast with my sister, and are listening to this one for the first time. So I'm going to kind of segue into the embarrassing stories part of the episode. So the first one that comes to my mind, and so many of you guys have probably heard this, but every time I think about it, I still cringe. When I was pregnant with my, gosh, I can't remember now. My brain's not working today. That's like such a millennial thing to say. But anyway, I can't remember if it was my first or second baby. I think it might've been my first. But I was at the OB and the nurse comes in, you know, does like the pre-check, not pre-check, like asks me how I'm feeling, all that. And then she leaves and is like, okay, undress from the waist down. And the doctor, so I'm like big pregnant, okay? The doctor will come in. And there's like a button you press. So you undress from the waist down, you press a button, it'll show on the outside of the door that you're ready. Okay. So I'm undressing. My butt is facing the door and I'm pulling my pants down. So I'm like bent a little bit, you know, and I'm pregnant. So I'm like huffing and puffing and the freaking door opens. And instead of like pulling my pants up, like snapping up and pulling my pants back up, no, I just like look underneath my arm and look to see the doctor while I'm still bent over. And she's like, oh my gosh. And just like shuts the door. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's fine. So then I have to like finish undressing while I know she's literally right there. And I'm like, do I even press the button? But I did press the button. I press the button and then I like sprint onto the table, like throw myself on there. Paper gets stuck between my sweaty butt crack. And she comes in and she's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, you know, like, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to say, it's not freaking okay? Like, you just walked in on me? No, honestly, I wasn't like mad at her or anything, but it was embarrassing for sure. Absolutely. It's already embarrassing, okay, to go to the OB, to put your legs up in the freaking stirrups. It's just you and her in the room. Sometimes I guess there might be a nurse in there. But with my doctor, it was just me and her. So it's already awkward and embarrassing. There's no music on. Your legs are just up there. And yeah, so that happened to me. The other thing that I was thinking of, and this isn't really embarrassing because it just kind of happens, but it was a little embarrassing in the moment, is with my last baby. So when I gave birth in June of last year, so not that long ago, my contractions were like pretty close together, and I was at a 10, and I was like ready to push. So everyone gets ready. My legs are up. Yeah, doctor's right there. The light, the big fat light is shining right in my crotch, and all the nurses are around. They have like the baby incubator thing ready and the scale. And it's like the middle of the day too. Well, not really. It was like 6 o'clock at night, but it was still light outside because it was summer. And so like the light's shining in the window and my contractions stop. And so like I'm waiting. If you've never given birth, you wait for the contraction to push. And so when your contractions aren't there, you're just kind of waiting in between contractions. And so I'm just sitting there like butt naked, pretty much have something over my chest. But the doctor's like literally twiddling her thumbs, looking, trying not to look just right down at my crotch. And the nurse is like, I'm going to turn up your Pitocin a little bit. I was like, yes, please, please, please turn it up all the way, actually, because this is not fun. You could literally hear the clock ticking. I'm not even joking about that. You could hear the clock ticking. That's how quiet it was in there while I'm just like butt naked in front of all of these people. So then she turned my Pitocin up, and pretty soon after that, my contractions started again. But it was like a good solid couple minutes where I was just sitting there. Yeah, it was bad. So anyway, those are my embarrassing stories. I have so many more, but I'll save them. I wrote them down on my phone, actually, but I'm not just going to go through all of them for you because that would be boring. And you guys probably want to hear other people's. And a lot of you have probably already heard mine. So that one was the only new one I had, the one where I was in labor. And yeah, so I'm going to kind of end this part of the podcast. It'll pop up in just a second with mine and Kate's voices. So yeah, here you go. I have Kate here, embarrassing stories, and we're just going to dive right in.
Yes, I love the embarrassing stories, so I had to be included in this episode.
Yes, and I don't have very many. There's only like a couple. So next time, I need more entries from you guys. So yeah,
Sam needs some more.
Yes, have your embarrassing stories and like write them down in your notes app or something so that next time you'll have it ready.
They don't even have to be like long stories.
No, just you could like, be like, I picked a wedgie and someone saw it.
Yeah, because then it adds something else for Sam to read. I'm going to read the first one.
Okay.
When I was 17, my sister, age 13, pulled down my skirt and slipped at church in the hallway in between classes, leaving me standing there holding my scriptures in my black underwear.
At least you had cute underwear on.
Yeah, at least it wasn't like...
like white and had a poop stain.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's diabolical though. That's yeah. Like the age difference that we would be almost. Yeah, no, it would be.
Yeah.
I would have killed you. I literally would have. I would never have thrown my scriptures in your face.
I would never do that. No. At church too? Like.
I hope no one saw. It was in between classes though, so you know that hallway was stacked.
Yeah. Because everybody. That is so embarrassing. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, at least you didn't get your underwear though.
True. That would have been even worse. Yes.
You know.
I remember when you were in high school, you would wear like shorts underneath your sweatpants because that was the thing that people would pants people.
I don't know if that's why I wore them. But to be honest, seventh grade, I pantsed my friend twice and it was not cool of me.
Maybe that's why you wore shorts under them because you were worried they were going to do it anyway, back. Anyway,
if you're listening, I'm not going to say your name. I'm so sorry that I did that to you. you probably talk about it in therapy. Anyway.
Okay, next.
Okay, next one. This one's kind of long, so bear with me. 2 days before I married my now husband, I met his family. 2 years of dating, I had only ever talked to them over the phone. We lived on the other side of the world from them. I was extremely nervous to meet them, praying they liked me in person. The whole family came in on 2 different flights and would all be staying in this massive rental. The first group came in about 7:30 p.m. and was dropped off at the house. I quickly got off work and went to meet them. To my surprise, only 2 of the 5 spoke English, so I was slightly nervous since I was not very well versed in their language. Brief greeting, my fiancé and the 2 that spoke English decided to head back to the airport and get everyone else, leaving me with the other 3. I was terrified. We sat there for 2 hours not saying anything. Finally, one of the uncles got up to make himself a drink. He came in and motioned to ask if I wanted one. Not wanting to be rude, I nodded and he went back in and brought me a mug of hot milk.
Ew.
I tried to be kind and refused when I realized what it was, but he would not take no for an answer, so I drank the whole cup. Well, here's the thing. I'm extremely lactose intolerant. For what seemed like hours, my fiance and the rest of the family finally got back. his mother and his siblings, trying to be kind but also hurry things along. I informed my fiance that I needed to leave immediately. His brothers thought I was being so disrespectful. I drove home so fast I barely made it into my home when I lost the battle. He called and was so upset with me, and I tried to explain. When he finally stopped laughing, he then told his family the events of the night. The next day, all that could be heard, The next day, all that could be heard was the laughs and what I still assume to be the apology of the other family members. Still to this day, my husband's family refers to hot milk as my demise.
Oh my gosh, hot milk.
Hot milk. Hot milk would be anyone's demise.
Yes.
That's yucky.
Oh, that would, I'd throw up.
I hope it's like horchata.
Maybe. Or
that's hot. Maybe not hot, but warm.
Maybe it's just something that they're normal, you know, like it's probably something that they normally drink.
Yeah, but like babies and cats.
Yeah.
Like drink hot milk. Mm-hmm. No one else.
Okay, next. I have so many, I cannot even pick one. That would be my most embarrassing, but here goes nothing. I once had an emergency and had to be transported by ambulance to the hospital. When the EMTs arrived at my house, I was in a thong and a t-shirt. There were like 10 EMTs there. I think they were training or something. Anyway, another additional part of the story is I was completely wasted. So 10 EMTs and the sheriff and my roommate saw my bare butt cheeks because for some odd reason I didn't think of putting pants on or some regular underwear. To the hospital and finally went home, they gave me a pair of scrub pants to wear home since I didn't have pants. Scrub pants barely fit. I asked for a bigger size and they said, that's the biggest size we have. Moral of the story, don't wear a thong and bring a pair of clothes if you go to the ER because they don't have very big pants.
Sure, what's the worst part of the story though, like the there being so many EMTs there, or like the thong, or the not very big pants?
Yeah, like how awkward for them to be like, that's the biggest size that we have.
Yeah, like also why don't they have a bigger size?
Yeah, fat phobic.
Yeah, jerks.
Oh, that is so awkward. Why, also, why is there so many EMTs? 10?
Yeah, that's how do they even fit in the ambulance?
Like I guess I don't know what there. The emergency was, but
you should not feel ashamed about your thong, though.
No,
do,
you shouldn't.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly. It was probably cute.
I hope so. Hope it didn't have poop stain. Okay, next. Turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. One time I got so constipated, I literally had a mental breakdown and started crying because I couldn't poop. It was genuinely scary. I Googled so many things and even considered going to the ER for not pooping. It's all over. It's okay, but I'm literally terrified of ever being constipated. 10 out of 10, worst pain ever.
Spoiler alert, this is my story. Okay, and let me tell you guys another funny story part about the story. So I was Googling ways, right, to help myself so I didn't, because I didn't want to go to the ER. And there was a Reddit post that somebody had talked about, like a mineral oil, you know, like cleanse thing. So I was reading.
You drink the mineral oil?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No. You put it up your bum.
How? You squirt it?
Yeah, it comes in like a little bottle.
Oh.
For that.
You're supposed to drink it.
No, they have mineral oil.
For your butthole?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, it comes in like a little okay. bottle that you squeeze up there. Anyway, so I was reading like the reviews on this thing to see if it was going to hurt worse than just like coming to terms and actually like going to the bathroom. Somebody on there said, they said, what do I do if I did a mineral oil
enema
and I can't stop farting mineral oil? I was like, how brave of you.
Like greasy farts every day. Have you ever felt mineral oil? It's like it's like baby gross. Oil pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Can you imagine just like,
ew, your butt crack would be so slippery.
Oh my gosh. But I literally called Sam and I was having a mental breakdown.
She was like sobbing.
I was sobbing because I
she's
couldn't
like,
go to
I don't
bed.
Know what to do.
I know, I was in so much pain. It was awful.
She's like, this is what labor feels like.
My someone in my family was like, let's hope she never gives birth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was very traumatizing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she texted me the next day and she's like, I pooped with a smiley face.
Yeah. No, I like, told her before I went into the bathroom. I was like, I'm gonna try and go to the bathroom. Please pray for me. Yeah. It was
I hate
horrible.
Being constipated.
Yeah.
I'd rather have diarrhea for
me
10 years
too.
Than not be constipated
oh my gosh,
for one
it was,
day.
It was horrible. All okay. right. Last one.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. New guy friends over one night. Kissed two of them and a couple of weeks later dated the third. He didn't want to be official, so I started casually dating someone else that I really liked a lot, but messed that up by going back to my unofficial fling who treated me poorly. And it was the first time I ever dated, and I was dang stupid.
I don't know why this is embarrassing.
I know, I don't either.
Maybe they meant to submit it to the Dear Diary one.
Well, I guess it could be embarrassing because she messed it up by going back to the unofficial fling who treated her bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of staying with the one that she really liked.
Yeah, that's probably hard to look back on, honestly. Yeah. You're like, what could have been?
Yeah, like what I could have done differently. Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not embarrassing. You just...
Everybody does it.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody gets that way. Actually, I don't know the words. Anyway, I don't think you're dumb. Sorry that happened, though.
Yeah, I don't think you're dumb either. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. It happens to Kate a lot,
actually. Yeah, it does, actually. <Just kidding. laughs> No, I don't ever have two. I just have one that I constantly go back to.
Yeah. Who? I'll cut it out.
No, I mean, like, there's always somebody that I'm, like, obsessed with for way too long, even though they treat me poorly. Yeah.
Kate falls fast and hard. That's all you need to know.
Yes, I do.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
You can say it.
Subscribe, rate, review.
Yes. Go give me a 5-star rating and review.
Yes. There's a couple on there. So go add to them.
Yes. Thank you. It doesn't take very long at all.
No.
And so you scroll down, at least on Apple, you scroll down. There's like 5 stars. You can just press 5 stars or even better, underneath the 5 stars, it says write a review. You have to click on that and then just write like a couple words like, I love listening to this podcast, or Sam is so beautiful, I wish I was her, or something like that.
Yeah. And share stories on Instagram and posts. And
yeah. Tell your friends. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next week, and make sure you go write in your diary.
Yes. Write in your diary and then read it to her.
Yes.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.